The principle behind it, and the closest we got, I think Larry wrote it down here, about the closest Larry got to it anyway, give credit where credit is due. That's basically what the process is about. But it doesn't really explain the principle. And like I said, the group is just beside themselves. They can't wait till this gathering is over so I can tell them what the principle is, because I told them I'm not going to release what it is until except at the gathering. So people have to come here to find out what the principle is. So I'm going to give you two scriptures where the principle of glory is hidden in plain sight. Okay, the first is from Luke. It's a parable Jesus gave. It's in Luke 14, 7 through 11. In this, he talks about the feasts that the ancient Jews had, the Jews in his day, where when they had these various feasts, they had various seating arrangements. And the person of greatest honor were set in a certain location, and then the next honorable one was in another location, and then at the bottom of the rung was the least honorable person. And everybody they liked to be seated at the seat of honor. That was a real big thing in Jesus' day when they had some type of feast. Oh man, I want to be seated at the seat of honor where the person hosting this feast thinks I'm the most important person. And Jesus says, when you go to one of these feasts, he says, let me tell you what you shouldn't do. If the seat of honor is vacant, and you go sit there, assuming you are the most honorable one, most chosen one in the eyes of the host, if you sit there just on your own and take the glory to yourself, it may then the host may come and he'll say, no, you don't belong here. Go sit at the least honorable place. I have another person that I have chosen to sit at the place of honor. And he says, this will be extremely embarrassing if this happens to you. So he says, when you go to a feast, you don't want to sit at the place of honor. He says, what do you want to do? Go sit at the place of the least honor. That way you don't have to worry about being embarrassed. You won't be taken from the seat of honor and saying, hey, go back over here at the less honorable place. It'd be very embarrassing. To avoid that embarrassment, sit in the seat of least honor. And then when the host comes, and if he thinks you deserve to sit in the seat of honor, he'll say, hey, you don't belong there. Let me move you up to the seat of honor. And then he says, if that happens to you, then you'll feel really good because, you know, you won't be embarrassed or anything. It's not embarrassing to move up, but it's very embarrassing to have to move back down. And he says in the same way, he says he taught that, you know, we should be humble and not assume that we have more glory than we have coming, or not try to grab glory to ourselves. Okay, that's the first scripture. Does anyone, that give anyone an idea of what the key might be?
Is it humility?
Humbleness?
No.
I don't know, it's just what pops in my head is give credit where credit is due.
That's basically how it works, but that's not the the overriding theme of it.
Is it honor?
It's not one word. You have to explain it. See, what I'm looking for is an understanding. One word won't do it. Takes the sentence. Takes a whole sentence, at least. Yeah.
Basically, glory can only be given by one that can bestow it.
You're getting really close.
That sounds pretty good.
He's getting it very close.
Can you say it again, please?
Loudly.
Well, glory can only be given by one who has the right or ability to bestow.
That's not quite it, but you're getting real close.
Say it loudly. Gail wants to say something. All she's doing is raising
her hand. Well, I'm just thinking, stay with them. You know, staying outside of your own ego and don't accept or expect.
Oh, don't place yourself higher than others.
Right.
You can be placed by others higher, but you can't place yourself higher.
Right. Step out of your own ego. And like you said, don't walk in and sit in the... Well, I just assume that the honor chair is mine.
I'm ego.
Yeah, you're going to step outside of that and not exist in that.
Don't. We can't take glory unto ourselves. It can only be bestowed by the owner of glory.
He's got it. Wow. Wow, I can't believe it.
We can't take glory unto ourselves. It can only be bestowed by the owner of the glory.
I didn't have the word owner. Here's the way I have it written down. It was just pretty darn close. I thought we would have to ramble on for another hour to solve it. So you just upped everything. You just shaved an hour off the time here. Okay, here's the principle. You cannot glorify yourself, but must be glorified by others. Okay. In other words, that guy that came in the festival, he thought, if I sit in the place of glory, I can glorify myself. And he sits there, but you can't glorify yourself. So the guy with the power to give the glory says, no, you don't belong there, you go back here. So he was unable to glorify himself. Yeah.
So as I go along with the scripture, and I can't quote it, where it talks about how you don't basically testify of yourself, place yourself where you should be. Someone help.
Well, it's not close, but it's kind of similar in the fact that if somebody else testifies on your behalf, it's more powerful than you testifying for yourself. Yeah. Now, here's a couple other scriptures where it's hidden in plain sight. Here's some statements of Jesus from the book of John. He that speaketh of himself seeketh his own glory. But he that seeketh his glory that sent him, the same is true, and no unrighteousness is in him. So, in other words, he was speaking of himself as he didn't seek his own glory, but Jesus was seeking the glory of him that sent him. And then he says, and I seek not for my own glory. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work thou gavest me to do. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, and with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. And the glory which thou givest me, I have given them, that they may be one even as we are one. So he talks about this transfer of glory, that Jesus' glory was dependent on the will of the Father. He had no power to give glory to himself, but he was dependent on the Father giving him glory. And the disciples were dependent on Jesus giving them glory. They had no power to get glory for themselves. Yeah.
What was that reference, the scripture reference?
John 7:18, John 8:50, John 17:4 and 5, and John 17:22. They're all scriptures relating to glory.